And we're going to go to Kinah Chaf Hei, Miyitei Rosh Imayim, because this is a kinah on the Crusades, on the persecution that spanned the period of most of the Rishayim, and caused a lot of churbin, not only physical churbin in Klal Yisrael, but a lot of spiritual loss as well. The Crusades were the result of a call by the Christian Pope for all the faithful to head to the Holy Land and free it from the Muslims. It really should have had no direct bearing on the Jewish people, except that the Church teaches persecution of the Jews as well, and as the hordes of crusaders went across Europe, heading towards Eretz Yisrael, that they destroyed whatever was in their path. And for the most, it was Jews of Germany and France that suffered. And in the number of successive crusades that spanned 2 centuries, there were churbanos of entire cities of Europe, great cities of Europe. And the Churban and the Crusades, also the Kinah mentions that there was a call to make a special day of mourning for the Crusades, for the tragedy of the Crusades, and that the Rishayim paskin that all the tzaras should be incorporated into the pain of Tisha B'Av. At the very end of the, towards the end of it, we mention Kisrefas Beisel Akenu Hu'ulam V'Habira, that Shekula Arigasam L'Sabel L'Sapra, that the mourning of the Crusades is similar to the Churban. Chien L'Hoisif Mayed Sheva V'Saveira V'in L'Hagdim Zulasi L'Achra. And rather than to set a special day for the tragedies of the Crusades, we incorporated it Tachas Kein Hayayim Lev Yosia Arerera. We put it into the kinnis of Tisha B'Av. We see it as one long part of our history. And that is the story of the Crusades. 3 kehilos are mentioned by name. After the beginning, Haruge Ashpira, those that were killed in the city of Spire, and later Kahal Varmazia, the city of Worms, which was destroyed not once but twice during the Crusades. And finally, Valadire Kal Magensa. We talk about the city of Mainz. Magensa Hadura, the beautiful city, Minasharim Kalu, Meireis Lesgabra, Shlimu Nachlam, Ayichud Shem Anoira. And this is, we say, Avarachanim on Shabbos before Musaf, specifically, was put in as a memorial, as a time of bracha, of remembrance for those that were killed in the Crusades. So we say that here. It's worth noting, at least occasionally, that the Catholic religion, the Christians in general, are no friends of the Jewish people. Whatever they do for their own reasons, don't make them our friends. The doctrine is still one, which the fact that the Jewish people continue to exist is a contradiction to their teachings, to their early teachings, which was that the Jews would disappear, and subsequently that the Jews would be a witness people, would witness Yashka coming back, and subsequently whatever they changed in their doctrine in the early 1960s, I didn't study it, but they somehow have to come to peace with the fact that the Jews exist. The Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael is a contradiction to the whole teaching of Christianity. The Vatican did not have diplomatic relations with Israel until well after Egypt and Jordan, until the 90s, when they somehow changed their pshetloch in order to come to peace with the fact that Jews have returned to the land of Israel. I mention it because there are times where people in the spirit of the 21st century just have this idea that somehow the Pope and his followers have a love for the Jewish people. It's totally not so. Our existence is still a contradiction to the whole religion. The fact that the world continues to exist, that there are wars, contradicts the basic teachings. And the remembrance of the Crusades just remembers the worst times, the most horrible times. If you go to the Brooklyn Public Library, to the children's section, you will still find books that glorify the Crusaders. You'll still find books that make it sound like a wonderful time. There are no drawings of them cutting open the bellies of women. But I remember taking my children to the library and seeing a book on Richard the Lionhearted, who led one of the Crusades and was a terrible Ritzayach. It's still part of their lives. We're still very much in a Golus Edaim. It's something we're reminded of every once in a while, and part of Tisha B'Av is that recognition. And here we recognize, we remember the tragedy of the Crusades.